Welcome back, Jesus. I'm calm, professional female, and we're about to explore a spiritual idea that has inspired devotion, longing, hope, and no small amount of confusion, the twin flame union. The central tension is sometimes called the recognition trap, the belief that an intense feeling of familiarity must prove a particular person is destined for us. That assumption can make every coincidence feel like confirmation, every conflict feel divinely arranged, and every separation feel like a test that must be endured. So our historical approach will remain open to spiritual meaning, while also making room for discernment, personal boundaries, and uncertainty. Ideas resembling divided or mirrored souls appear in ancient philosophy, religious mysticism, poetry, and folklore. Yet the modern language of twin flames, with its familiar sequence of meeting, separation, awakening, and reunion, belongs largely to contemporary spiritual culture. Looking at that development helps us distinguish enduring human themes from newer interpretations. Across time, people have repeatedly asked whether love can reveal the self, survive distance, and participate in something eternal. We'll consider divine timing not as a guarantee or a cosmic deadline, but as a spiritual framework for understanding patience, readiness, and events beyond one person's control. We'll examine the separation phase as both a sacred narrative and a psychologically powerful experience, especially when absence intensifies attachment or invites genuine growth. Ascension will be approached as inner transformation, greater awareness, responsibility, compassion, and freedom from destructive patterns. And the eternal bond will invite the deepest question of all, whether permanence means physical reunion, continuing spiritual significance, or the lasting change a relationship creates within us. Throughout this exploration, one practical principle can keep the subject grounded. Spiritual interpretation should never require abandoning consent, dignity, safety, or reality. A meaningful connection does not excuse pursuit after rejection, tolerate mistreatment, or eliminate another person's freedom. Sometimes growth leads toward relationship. Sometimes it leads toward acceptance and release. So as we enter the history and symbolism of twin flame unions, hold both wonder and discernment together. If a bond feels eternal, what would make that belief a source of wisdom rather than a reason to stop questioning?